love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam, hands-free, from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
Welcome to English with Fraser, the weekly podcast for intermediate English learners who are serious about improving. Whether you're brushing up or building your confidence, join me each week for real conversations, smart tips, and the touch of that British charm. Let's level up your English one episode at a time. Hello, and welcome back to English with Fraser, the podcast that makes English effortless, one episode at a time. And now you are all listening to part two of my five-part Beijing special. If you missed part one, I would urge you to go back and listen to that first before coming back to this episode. And in part one, we talked about the Great Wall of China, of course. In two separate locations we went to visit. And this time, we're actually talking about a beautiful little town nestled beside the Great Wall of China and was actually an avenue to go to the Great Wall of China. And that was Gubei Water Town, or as they like to say, Beijing's best kept secret.
If the Great Wall is the crown of China, then Gubei Water Town is the hidden jewel glistening just beneath it. And let me tell you, I nearly dropped my monocle at the view.
Part 1. First impressions of Gubei Water Town. Now, let's set the scene. We descended into this calm, picturesque village that feels like it belongs to a movie. Stone bridges, tiled rooftops, little flowing canals. No, this wasn't Venice, but the Venice of China. Cute little wooden boats slowly drifting along. It honestly felt like you had just stepped back into ancient China itself. You can stroll through quiet alleyways, stop for tea in a shaded courtyard, or just sit by the water and watch the many koi carp swim past.
I tell you, Fraser, if I weren't a British bulldog, I'd be tempted to retire right there with a cup of jasmine tea and a dumpling in paw.
If you head 2 hours north of Beijing, past the highways, through the mountains, you'll eventually arrive at a place that feels like you've just stepped back 2,000 years. That is, of course, Gubei Water Town. It may look ancient with its grey brick walls, wooden bridges, and beautiful tiled rooftops, but Gubei Water Town is actually a modern reconstruction, carefully designed to reflect the architectural style of the Ming and Qing dynasties. It's built beside Sima Tai, one of the wildest and most dramatic parts of the Great Wall. As heard in part one of this five-part special. And it sits at the base of the mountains in a beautiful, serene valley. The town itself is inspired by traditional water towns found in southern China, like Wuzhen or Zhejiang. But here, it's uniquely northern, blending old Beijing courtyard life with the canal-based charm of Jiangnan. You've got stone alleys, willow trees, tea houses, shadow puppet theatres, and those slow wooden boats gliding through peaceful canals. It was actually open to the public in 2014, but has already become a favourite escape for locals and tourists alike. But what I loved most wasn't just the scenery, but the stillness, the tranquility. Gubei gives you a taste of what life might have been like centuries ago, calm, communal, and connected to the rhythm of the river.
It's the kind of place where time doesn't rush, it strolls. Anyway, Fraser, enough of the descriptions. Tell the listeners about your funny story.
Part 2. The duck incident. So I thought I'd share a funny personal story from me and my girlfriend's trip to Gubei Watertown. So we had to get the coach to go there from one of the subway stations in Beijing. So we got on the coach for 9 o'clock and we were at meeting point one. So a few families got onto the coach at point one, and then we went to point two, which was another subway station where other families got onto the coach. Now, at the time, my girlfriend and I were sat together on the coach, so two seats next to each other. And then she had motion sickness, so obviously you can get motion sickness on cars, coaches, buses, subway, whatever, planes, I suppose. So she went off the coach for 10 minutes just to get some fresh air and sort of freshen herself up and hopefully feel better. So while she was off the coach, some of the other families got on the bus, and I obviously had a spare seat next to me. So obviously that was her seat. And then out of nowhere, some chubby Chinese child sat on her seat, and I was about to tell him, oh, sorry, this seat is taken. Obviously, in Chinese, I would have told him. But before I could say that, he was with his mum as well. Before I could say that, they stopped me and said, oh, can we take a photo? So he said to me, photo. So of course, you can't say no. Can't say no to inspiring the youth of China. So I said, of course, we can take a photo. So we took a photo together, gave it the thumbs up, smile, the usual. And then after that, me and him got talking, and I was texting my girlfriend at the same time, joking, saying she's been replaced by the chubby child, and she was sort of four rows ahead. So in the end, it was just me and this small Chinese boy talking for sort of an hour on the coach there, talking about China, talking about England. He liked his food, of course. So he asked me, do they have steak in England? And I said, well, of course they do. And we were sharing some stuff, and he was telling me where he was from. And then we arrived to Gubei Watertown.
I hope you told him about beans on toast, scotch eggs and roast lamb, old chap.
So after we arrived, we were booked in to go on the boat tour. And that was one of the extra activities that the tour guide was selling to everyone. So actually, to get to the foot of the Great Wall, you can take a boat across through the river, or you can walk through Gubei Watertown. But we decided to get the boat, and that was a great decision. It was so peaceful, picturesque, just on this boat. And on the boat, there could be six people. So there was me and Kaja, and then also there was the chubby kid and his mum, and then they were there with another mum and their daughter. So it was me and my girlfriend and then four other people, so two other parents and their children. And we were talking and having a good time. And then one of the parents offered us an apple. So actually I said, okay, I will have an apple. So I accepted the apple and thanked them for it. And then as we were going down the river, there was loads of ducks on the side of the riverbed. And these ducks started coming closer to us. Obviously, I'm sure they recognise tourists and know tourists usually give them food. So they saw us coming, and the little kid, he was biting pieces of this apple and then just throwing it at the ducks. You might be able to hear them. I've got a video here. So he was biting pieces of this apple and then throwing it at these ducks and swans. And then he was making like comedic noises, going, pooh, biting it, pooh. And then he was shouting at these ducks, I'm going to eat you. I'm going to turn you into a crispy duck and eat you. And it was one of the most surreal and funny moments of the trip. Just on this lovely picturesque boat going down the water town. Nice breeze. And then this young boy biting pieces of apple and spitting it at the ducks and threatening to eat them and turn them into crispy duck. But I do have to admit, I did join in with him and was biting pieces of apple and throwing it at the ducks. But that was my favourite story from that day, I have to say.
I hope you told him about beans on toast, scotch eggs and roast lamb, old chap.
Part 3. Reflections and cultural takeaways from Gubei Watertown. Now, Gubei Watertown marries absolutely perfectly with the Great Wall. It is literally next to Simatai, that part of the Great Wall we spoke about in Part 1. So you have to go through the Watertown to get there. So I'd say this is the best bang for your buck, best all-round one day in Beijing you could do. You climb the Great Wall, absolutely tired, and then you get back and you chill in Gubei Watertown for a couple of hours, and there they have restaurants, tea houses, of course the river. You can look back and see the Great Wall on the horizon. If you wait to evening, this is the place where you can see the Great Wall lit up by lights. Absolutely fantastic. And I just thought this was really gorgeous because it does remind you that China's culture isn't just about giant cities, fast trains, big mega cities with buildings towered high. Places like Gubei show a softer, quieter side, full of tradition, calm, and craftsmanship. You get to see what life may have looked like centuries ago, and you leave with a sense of peace that's hard to describe. And it also made me think, sometimes the best travel experiences aren't the loud ones. They're the ones where you slow down, take a breath, and just watch a dragonfly skim across a giant canal.
Even a grumpy bulldog like me felt like writing poetry. It's the sort of place that gently tugs at your soul and says, stay a little longer, old boy.
So that was Gubei Watertown, a peaceful retreat nestled in the mountains just beneath the Great Wall, and my favourite place from this entire trip. Next episode, we'll be heading back into the heart of the city to visit two of Beijing's most iconic locations, the Summer Palace and the Forbidden City. Until then, thanks for joining me, and remember,
life's too short not to try the dumplings. Sorry, I mean, making English effortless, one episode at a time.
That's a wrap on today's episode of English with Fraser. I hope you enjoyed and learned something new. Remember, mastering English is all about immersing yourself in natural content. After all, we're making English effortless, one episode at a time. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Keep going. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and most importantly, share with a friend, family member, or colleague who also may be learning English. I'll be back soon with more natural English content. Until then, keep practicing, listening, and enjoy the journey. Bye for now.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.